Blog Talk Radio.
Bid 'em in, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Bid 'em in. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great-grandmammy was a die-homey queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid 'em in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid 'em in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bid 'em in. 350's bidding, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick?" He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I..."
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Coming to you from Sacramento, California tonight. Our air date of this episode is May 7th, 2019. We want to give a shout out there to all the RPGs up there into the Pacific Northwest. We want to give a shout out there to Black Eye Stand Radio, New Black Knowledge, MetalAnyThePeople.net, Do the Knowledge Radio, Mr. Jonathan Bourne Jackson, also to Mr. Daryl Austin, also too. We want to give a shout out there to New Era Chicago. In our intros tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Bid 'em In by the one and only Mr. Oscar Brown Jr., a record that he made around 1961-62. On our second track that you heard, that there was Minister Malcolm X giving one of his lectures to around at the same time in history. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, please call in at 646-564-9630. We're talking about our current state of affairs in regards to housing, health, commerce, and miseducation. We will be emphasizing homeschooling for our youth to become self-sufficient. These current times make it essential, repeat, essential, that we as a people look past the illusion of inclusion and deal with the harsh reality of doing for ourselves. the days of the Yasha bosses are over. So please tune in. Please give us a call. You can follow us here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on our like page on Facebook. You could also follow us on Twitter at Shabaka, capital EXP. And that is our Twitter handle. So we want to give a greeting there to our featured commentators, Ms. DeMacy, and also to the one and only Brother Isaiah. How y'all doing this evening?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? What's up, Queen?
How you doing?
I'm good. We all good over here on the East Coast. Everything good on the West Coast.
Hey, okay, so y'all are there in Baltimore and D.C., and I'm here in Sacramento, California, and the sun is just now going down. Got a breeze here. The air is kind of warm blowing in from the south, which is off the desert, and then we've got the palm trees swaying here. And the golden sunset. But what it is, people, is looking at these current times here, regardless if it's Trump, local politicians, state representatives, the Mueller report, what we have to do is we have to, like, put all that shit on hold for a minute and deal what we're going to do for ourselves, how we're going to countermand this stuff on for our housing, commerce, and also, too, for our health. Now, the thing, the main thing that I see currently that's going across here from California there to the East Coast through Chicago, St. Louis, and what have you, is this homelessness within the black and melanated community. And also, too, the difficulty, you know, to get housing is because, as you know, you got these programs where they put you on a waiting list, then you got to go through all these other places to check this out, to get temporary housing, to get up off the street, to get transitional housing, and try to get off into permanent housing. So, therefore, so with a lot of our business and financial and real estate scholars, need to do is put some effort in on to focusing on that as well too. Now, in regard to our health, you know, let's look at the health issues that's being caused with all these damn GMOs that they're putting off into the food, you know, high rates of cancer, diabetes, autism, you know, these fake-ass vaccines, which is doing more to kill us than to cure us, on TV. Yes, sir. And then, like, when you look at the TV and they got these wonder drugs for you, but this ailment, well, the side effect of this here would be high blood pressure, kidney attacks, heart attacks, stroke, or whatever, take under the care of a physician. So, therefore, you know, we got to look at it for what it is, that they give you some shit that's got the damn to kill you, to cure you.
What about natural cures? We got to get into natural cures and stuff like that. Most definitely, right. We need to make our own herbs. We need to make our own spices and herbs to heal ourselves, grow our own foods, all that. Oh, yes, sir, brother Isaiah.
You're right. And then, too, man, when I ride up and down here in the State 5 and when I look at all this farmland here on the West Coast, you see, and you got a lot of these industrial plants and chemical factories by, and I'm talking about California in particular, but it looks more cleaner up there in Oregon and Washington, you see, it's because up there, you know, it's all green. The terrain up there is all forest. And that there's going to get past Mount Shasta and what have you, and going past Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood, Mount Rainier up there in Washington and what have you. But here in California, this California aqueduct that they have, because they've always been having a water crisis here ever since the cowboy days. And really, the California aqueduct, man, which is like about, I believe, 350 miles long, and it's supposed to serve as far as irrigation is concerned for the crops. And also, too, you got a lot of cities like Modesto, Stockton, Sacramento, you know, that's in the San Joaquin Valley that depend on it for its water supply, and it's pure garbage. So, you know, we have to countermand, you know, that as well, too. You see what I mean? And then also, too, we got to look at the dairy products, you know, what they're doing to the meat, what they're doing to how they're raising the, you know, the farm animals and what have you. Because I was up there
farm animals, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need some of our scholars and some of our young people to be homeschooled more often to these professions and industries and what have you. And also teach it, emphasize in economics from a macro point of view or macroeconomic point of view that we got to do for ourselves. Everything else is bullshit.
Sure.
Pretty much.
Because that is going to be, you know, like the only solution to it right there. And then when I sit out here and I look at every other group out here, you know, that's capitalizing, you know, real heavy, you know, off of this stuff. You see, then, you know, it makes me wonder, you know what I'm saying, of, what's going on, you know? Can you two take over the conversation a bit, because I gotta return this phone call. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is right ahead.
Yeah, most
okay.
Definitely.
What I'm saying is there is no other group out here on this planet
right.
like us. You know, we have a special kind of suffering.
Right. You're right,
Queen. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, love. Yep.
So this
you
is
sure
what
do.
We have to shake off our backs.
Right.
And we just have to come back to our original selves, basically.
Yep, but we got to. That's the only solution right now. We got to come
absolutely.
Together.
That's
gotta
all right.
Come
you know
common
what I'm feeling? I'm feeling
well,
that
feeling
that's about? Where we're going. That's where we're going. You know, you understand
yep.
we coming back.
I understand. Yeah, we've been waking up by the minute. So we just only need some. Yeah, we just need some. We need some solutions. That's it. That's all we need.
Hmm.
We need come together, work on our solutions. We'd be good. Like I said
absolutely.
Before. Like I said before, we need, like, you know, homeschool, first and foremost, our youth. We need to start to build our own land, build our own economics, you know, raise up some of the guys. And we can't do it. I believe we can't do it. So we just got to, you know. Go ahead,
Queen. We just got to put forth the you know, we got to put forth the whatever we need to do for the children.
Right. That's right.
And take care of them and guide them.
Exactly.
So at
like
this time, what we can do is just we can, you know, get them together after they come home from the public indoctrination center. And, you know, we can teach them at home.
Right. That's right.
So.
Yeah, we got to because... Because if we got to get them off the streets, because and the streets are really killing our youth right now. Because I be seeing them most every day. Like, it's crazy.
Are you
like,
seeing every day? I don't see that many kids out there doing dirt. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm just saying, like, ain't no, like, after school program or nothing. You know, instead of, you know, let the kids hang out on the streets. Like, you know,
yeah,
you know, all the right. And you know, and you know how those police are. You know, they just wanna just trying to tell down our youth. They're trying to arrest them, you know. So arrest them for nothing and shoot them down for nothing. Like,
yeah, well,
ridiculous.
That's a different issue. That's an attempt to destroy us.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You're right. Listen,
all we can do is take care of the kids the best way we can. You know what I'm saying? The best way we can. And get them prepared for the future because...
Because if we don't, we're not going to have no future. Yep.
Exactly. But in my mind, the picture in my mind is they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine with us. I mean, we made it through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We
all you're right,
gonna make it through.
Yep.
But we got some shit to deal with.
Right. And look at we got up in the office. That orange face Magoo.
Oh, that thing? Please, baby, back. Ain't nobody tripping off of that thing.
Right.
We talking about something totally different. Dude flying all around here with his
right.
fat ass face.
Oh, shit. You're right.
You leave me alone.
So, these are my worries, queen, for real. These are my worries.
Hell yeah, I ain't even tripping.
Right.
Why even know what that child say out his mouth? What the hell?
Right. He don't
know
what he's saying. Right. I mean, he don't even know the half of the time what he be saying.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the least I'm worried.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Right. He probably be like, "And did I just say that shit?"
He probably said, "Did they hear my speech?"
Right.
No,
that's a hey. That's a, I didn't say the speech. Did somebody write the speech for me? You're damn right.
I ain't messing with you. That is funny. So we basically,
right.
what we need to do is focus on us. You know,
yep.
because they're going
right.
to get out there and do what they want to do anyway.
Right. They always been for the last centuries. So, yeah.
They've been doing whatever. And who cares?
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
What can we do?
Right.
You know what?
Right.
That's
exactly.
the question.
Right. It's time for us to step up.
Yeah,
I'm not even worried about them. I'm worried about us right now. So,
right.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
and then
we need to come together.
Yeah, I'm back, folks. Yeah,
okay.
yeah, critics, folks.
So,
I'm back on the air. Okay, yeah, see, we got a caller there at the 302 area code, the last 4-13-33. And also, too, we got a caller in at the 916 up in Sacramento. But as I was saying is that we have to emphasize on becoming self-sufficient because, you see, that's where the innovation and the commerce is going to come from. Now, the innovation is somebody with the idea, man, somebody with the vision. You see what I'm saying? Well, hey, let's get up here and make this thing go because every other group of people is doing this. Why do you think Silicon Valley is such a $1 trillion industry? And I said the $1 trillion industry, which is $100 billion, is $1 trillion. You see, so these cats got way more than $1 trillion. You see, so they definitely are doing some moving and shaking. And what we need to do is start following the example, considering the fact that the main raw materials of that, you know, come from our continent. See, so we need some more countermanding the miseducation, you see, because that says the economical law principle. And then when we look at the current affairs on the economical sense over there in Africa, in the Congo, Zimbabwe and South Africa, where the Chinese are coming in there, man, accessing the gold. Once again, you know, the diamonds, also
please,
the cobalt
and the silica.
Don't
do that to me. I can't take it. I can't take it.
But it's real talk, you see. So once again, due to this miseducation,
I know that
Dr.
and
Carter,
I can't take it. That's what I said. Trust me.
Oh yeah.
Make my stomach turn.
It's
my
heart
real bad.
Real
yeah,
bad.
You see, but it is a reality. You see. So therefore, so like I said, this is why we got to put it off here, you know, to our next generations to get more educated in a sense of self as opposed to the exact opposite. You see what I mean? Why do you think I'm always crumb bumming on the city of Los Angeles and Hollywood with its fake ass?
Hollywood.
Yeah. No, it's beyond weird, Isaiah. This place is its own galaxy. It is a cesspool of all garbage, man. Mentally, physically, spiritually, man. It's like another filthy-ass cesspool you got 80 miles away from here called San Francisco, the Barbary Coast.
Right.
You see. So there's been
going
that
far down there.
Yeah, and then we have to come about that mindset, you see what I mean? And, you know, start progressing forward. It's because there's nothing we have to look at. You see, the Negro, ladies and gentlemen, is strictly an American invention. Okay, here you take a black man from his indigenous continent, demoralize, brutalize him, you see. Same thing with his family unit, same thing with his economical unit, you see. Same thing with his relationship unit and what have you. And this shit transfers on down from generation to generation to generation. And this is why we created the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead, is because you got a lot of this cognitive dissonance of these ass scratches, miseducated Negroes perpetuating the same bullshit, you know, for over the last 150 years. You see, that's not progress.
Right.
That's regression.
And the same routine going on now.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then keep in mind, is that the Negro is strictly an American invention. And just to show you just how fucked up he is in his mind, he will sit up there and believe he's a damn American and not an African, you see.
Right.
Or from the continent that he is passed so by so many names. Right, but he will sit up here. What you said is that he will claim every damn thing else except his own natural lineage.
Right.
See? And we ain't even going to talk about the rape and slave trade pedophiles.
Right.
Yeah, see,
right.
We're going to even talk about the brain death with that. Yeah, right. But the fact of the matter is that your black ass was still a piece of property. You could have been bought and sold, you see what I'm saying, on an auction block. Like how they talk about the children, you know, who being separated from their parents down in Southern California, which is really bad, which is horrible. But keep in mind, black people, we have to keep in mind of all the babies that were snatched out of their mother's arms and that were sold and they were never seen or hear from them again. Lord knows what happened to those poor babies. And this is why I appreciate what New Era Chicago was doing up there, you know, trying to find all these missing children. I came across information when they said they polished in for body parts. You see?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Oh, that trafficking. Yeah, that trafficking ain't no joke.
Yeah, man, all that shit, you see, and this is why on the social media shit is that you don't want to put your personal photographs up there of those babies because it's a trillion-dollar industry. San Francisco is known for sex trafficking ever since the fucking 1800s when you had the gold rush up here, you see. So Lord knows how sophisticated they got it now, but just keep in mind to them sick bastards, money is no object. See?
Yep, everything money with them. The money comes with power and greed.
Yeah, well, you see, but this is why what you have to do is pool your resources, pool your efforts, and come up, you know, dealing with cooperative economics, because see, that's what every other group
and
is
they
do, except us.
Right.
Yeah, you see. You know, when you look at all these damn liquor stores, convenience stores, cleaners, restaurants, and what have you, you know. In the black community, 99.9% of the businesses are owned other than by blacks. And then what few black businesses are there in the black community, the mindset through the cognitive dissonance and the brainwashing and miseducation is going to go out there and have you bum rush everybody else except your own people. Now, if there is a black owned business in there, what's the black customer do? Well, man, I know, man, you got the hot dog up here, man, you know, for $2, man, but I got $1.25. You see, let me get it for that. But when Burger King and Carl's Jr. tell you $5.99 for that shit, man, you break your back to do it. You see, once again, the mindset and the cognitive dissonance, you see. So therefore, we have to get to the educational system on that and place more emphasis on the homeschool. You see, and then with all this technology that they got going on.
Yeah, most of people complain when they go to those black-owned businesses. They be like, "Oh man, you're charging me too much. You're charging me for this." But when they go to other businesses, they don't complain. They be like, "Oh, here."
No man, they go pay their money. They dig in their pocket and hand out the money.
Understand. We are under a syndrome.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
That's what it is. The syndrome.
And then
until we get out of the syndrome, we're going to be acting like cuckoo birds, just like y'all talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, from what I witnessed in the last 50 years, how do we go from dressing proud, dressing neat, dressing decent, to all these cats going around here, you know, with their pants sagging, showing a crack of their ass? What in the hell is that? In the last 50 years,
that's in jail.
No, I'm going to tell you how they did. Okay, because we had the Black Empowerment era going on in the late 1960s and early 1970s. How did they start crying a man in that? You know, when all the black kids was out, you know what I'm talking about, the Macy songs by the Dramatics, Earth, Wind, and Fire, or How Players. Then they came up with disco. See, so then outsiders, you know, they come up with disco. They want to sit up there and once again bleed our resources. You see, just like they did in the 1950s. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about with the music.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they came out with the disco shit. Okay. Integrated it. Okay, so then you start losing your identity right there. You know, buying shit like buying the average white man. Understand? And they ain't paying us no damn tariffs, and they making money off our resource, but they're not paying no damn tariffs to the black community. That's insane.
Right.
Okay, so then then you had everybody getting strung out on SHRM and PCP, late 1970s. Cats walking around, man, having whack attacks all up and down Venice Beach and shit. Now, I remember that. This fool got superhuman strength like
the hell.
Busted out the damn handcuff.
What the fuck?
Now that's your late. Now this is your late 1970s. Now you're going off into your early 1980s.
In the 80s,
what happened?
Yeah.
This is what I'm about to tell you. Okay, you see, then Ronald Reagan came to office. Then he started sending up all the satellites with all these secret missions and with the space shuttles and shit. You see, and all of that was all this satellites and stuff you got for Google Earth, Google Maps, and all that old type of shit, but it was all top secret. Then the crack epidemic hit. You see what I'm saying? Richard Pryor burns himself up, you know, smoking crack cocaine.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yep.
Okay, so then that shit there spread it in the black communities like wildfire.
Right.
And what happens is, you know, then they come down, you know, with all these laws, you know, the mass incarceration.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Now what comes out now is the gangster rap. You know, kill your own, shoot your own, BI this, NGR this,
don't
and all this.
Don't forget the N-word.
What we need to be looking at is what's going to happen, what they're going to come up with next.
Sure, they come up with everything now.
They show up some type of defense, intellectually, physically, economically, and commercially, and health-wise on this shit. Now, keep in mind is that you had all these vaccines going on, all this DNA testing was going on at that time.
Also,
you see what I mean? Then we know about the nightmarish 90s, you know, the crack babies. You see what I'm saying? You know, the baby mama's drama, all the rap cats out there, kill your own, shoot your own, F your own, B.I. this, misogynistical shit. Okay, so now we got insanity, and now we got abnormal behavior being accepted as normal behavior. This is why motherfuckers is walking around showing a crack of their ass. So that's how that shit evolves.
Right.
No, I'm not talking about some shit that I read. I'm not talking about some shit that I learned. I'm talking about some shit that I lived through, the eras that I lived through, and I witnessed this shit.
Isn't that era over with, though?
Well, sister, if we don't
do nothing
about
it, isn't that shit over with?
No, it's not over with, Queen.
No.
They still
I'm
got
so,
the devil trying to
have
skinny dreams. They got the tight skinny jeans now, so I thought skinny jeans was skinny jeans was for females, but not for males.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But the pants still sagging.
It's a yes.
No,
saying,
when I was coming up.
It's a little bit sagging. Like they have this task and they try and put them down to the waist. Like, what?
Oh God! I thought that was over. I honestly
no,
did because I haven't seen any stupid stuff like that lately.
Mm-hmm. See, you know, the damn value system is shot within the black community, within the black household. You see what I'm saying? Because you don't have the presence of the black male father figure there.
And don't forget, too, y'all. Don't forget, too, y'all. They're trying to push the LGBT community, too.
They're doing that big time here. See, you know, they stronghold politically in San Francisco. So why the hell do you think you got all this shit in social media stressing
well,
that shit?
That's the gay town. That's the gay town where all the white gay people at done turned the black brothers out.
Mm-hmm.
What could we do?
Yeah, Jesus. But let me tell you something.
Like, that's nothing we can do right now. Yeah, we cannot do nothing
see,
about
let me
like
explain
it.
Something.
Nothing you can do about people
yeah.
that are gay.
Okay, well,
what can we do?
Talking about that. Only thing I can say,
not,
you know, about that is that they're pushing
the
that agenda.
With the pants sagging down, that's what I thought we were talking about.
But yeah, that too. Yeah, we are talking about that. But the point is, what I'm getting at is, though, is that we need to develop methods to counterman this shit. You see what I'm saying? To get our people back on the right track.
That is true. That is
but,
true.
You know, this is the purpose of this narrative. This is what this narrative is tonight. You see what I'm saying? To innovate and come up with ideas how to counterman this shit. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's easy. Just keep your pants pulled up. Because you cannot control anybody
pretty
else.
Much, you're right. You're pretty much, brother. Here's the thing, though, y'all. They're not going to listen. They are so focused on propaganda.
Ain't nobody trying to tell them nothing. Just keep your pants pulled up. You hear me?
But but you also got to set examples for this. You see what I'm saying? This is
that is an example. That is an example. Keep your pants pulled up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be never be wearing being a man. You should never be wearing them low in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to be crap.
Do you know how many people is walking around on this planet? 100 million. You cannot reach every one of them.
Right.
You're right.
Come on, y'all.
No, what you got to do is just simply just so you got to set examples of it. You see, this is why we got to have the homes.
You will set
that's
an
why we
example
get up
if you're a
the...
man. If you're a real man, you set your example.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's essentially one of the points that we are making here, but we also have to recognize the fact of what happened to the black male with his experience here in America and how this shit was designed this way.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? To get the black male out of the house or to keep him incarcerated or to keep him dead or to keep him effeminized. You see what I mean?
Right. So
you know,
who do you
back
have
in the day,
to get that
straight? Back in the day, it was some buck dancing breaking back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for solutions. We're not talking about what is happening.
Okay,
you understand?
Well, one solution I got is, yeah, we'll start the mentoring, tutoring, and homeschooling program.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
You're right. That's the first solution.
And teach our children.
Yep.
Right. And teach our children their true history. And also emphasize to our to our children is that their history did not start on no damn plantation.
That's
right.
We were the kings and queens.
That's the first
we were kings and queens. We were kings and queens first. We the first ones. We the original indigenous people. We was not in chains and all that. We was not bonded. We really came from that. We came from kings and queens. We own the world. That's why we call this Mother Earth, because this is ours. And they did colonize it.
Right.
That's right, Isaiah.
But you get these post-traumatic slave syndrome Negroes that are sit up there and co-sign this bullshit. Look at your modern-day media.
Yep.
Look at Steve Harvey.
Look at
Steve Harvey, what he said to Monique.
Yeah, yeah, not that big.
Oh, what Steve Harvey said to Monique? Well, the paraphrase that he was basically saying is that, you know, they got to do what they say down there in Hollywood, talking about the black entertainers. If not, you'll get that blackballed and all that. And that's why I always say, fuck the city of Los Angeles and
you need
Hollywood.
To he need to right. Paint that cool mustache on his face.
No, just a, you know, and then keep in mind, you know, when I was having this discussion with a friend of mine, he was saying, yeah, you're right. It's because what happens is if they're paying you $100 million, they're making $300 million. And then keep in mind, a lot of people get taken advantage of and getting exploited. Because a lot of them are coming out the inner cities off the East Coast, the Midwest, and what have you, and they never been to Los Angeles before, see, so they will get mesmerized and get overwhelmed. Now what has happened is you just became a victim. Look at Kanye West, how fucked up he is in the head.
Because we already know that his fat goon looking ass up in the White House with
another
Trump. And let's make America great again.
Having lunch with Trump with one of them hats on. Which part of the hat? Shibaka, what you call them hats?
You know, the mega hat.
Dump hat.
Yeah, the dump hat. Yeah, he's got that dumb shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy out here on the West Coast. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I do.
You know, look at this bullshit, you know. And then the cold part about it is, and I must crumb bomb on the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, is because they either had a convention or some type of consortium or some type of grand meeting where they're talking about that they want the LGBT community covered under the same guidelines as the NAACP. And with that one there, they were longer will be getting none of my support.
And I'm not surprised about that, too, y'all, because the NAACP.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, because you know that WACP is run by those damn Jews, and you know white people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, white people for Jews. So yeah, you know, so I'm not surprised about that.
Right. And then we gotta, you know, get beyond this illusion of inclusion. We have to realize for what it is, it's an exclusion of us. So what our community needs within itself is an implosion of all us coming together all at once. You see what I mean?
That's right.
Because that's the only thing that's going to save us people. All we got is each other.
That's right.
And that's real.
That's all we got.
That's all we got.
And that's what I've been saying. Yep. Each one, teach one. We all we got.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. But like I said, for us to become innovators and also to put our children and those after us, you know, on a productive wavelength, you see, is that we got to get them out of public indoctrination centers. You see what I mean?
And we need our own school boarding system.
No, that's precisely my point. That was what I made. That's precisely my point. And I think
we also need our own
health
system
on that
too.
Well, too.
We need our own health system.
Own infrastructure, period. Health benefits, man, water, resources, land, agriculture, distribution centers for goods and services, you know.
And I don't know what they be putting in these stocks nowadays. They be putting some kind of...
But what it is that they, well, see, from what I've seen here from California to Washington, as I pass these farmlands and these groves and what have you, and you know, like how you stop off at, like, the little grocery stores along the way and you travel and stuff like that. And I saw this apple that had a tag on it, and I asked the dude, I says, oh, this is a Chelan apple, meaning because there's an area going where apple orchards are called Lake Chelan. They say, and
oh,
this is where all the apples are, just like how they got grape orchards up there in
they
Napa County, right? And the dude, look at this, Isaiah. The dude tells me, oh, we got to put that on there because that means that this here, you know, has something to deal with a genetically modified organism.
No.
Yeah, that's Monsanto and that shit. Yeah, that's Monsanto.
Don't touch that shit.
Microorganisms. And everybody's
that's
wondering
crazy.
Why they're going around with their health all fucked up.
Right. See, we cannot even eat these kind of fruits now. So it's not, you know, it's not grown from the trees or nothing. So it's just literally, it's grown fruit.
Oh, yeah. Well, sir, this is why, once again, this is why we got to get some of our young people educated and get them college degrees, you know, through our own methods of education so they can develop methods, you know, to countermand that shit. It can be countermanded.
Right. That's just nasty. That's just deadly, too.
Oh, Total. But I pass by this shit all the time on my trap. They say, but however, I do want to say this right here since we're in our last 20 minutes, is that recently, you know, I've traveled up into northeastern California for the first time in my lifetime, a few times in a place called Lassen County, which is on the borderline of the state line of Nevada and California, and it's like about 80 miles north of Reno, Nevada. You got a lot of farmland out there, a lot of forests out there, but it's way up there in the Sierra Nevada. And there's also that place called Donner Pass, you know, where they made it a state park. They made it a state park where all those people up there in the 1840s got snowbound and they had to turn to cannibalism to stay alive, you know.
Mountains.
See, them Sierra Nevadas, man, them is wicked in the winter months. They get up to 36 degrees below zero up there.
Whoa, shit. Not bad.
But, however, the land is spectacular. The air is fresh because you're at the higher altitude. Right. So what we need to do, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is that we got to start acquiring mass areas and acreage of land in the rural areas to grow food. You see? And then we have to get some of our financial wishes and some of our real estate wishes to say how we're going to countermand all this gentrification.
Right. We need our land back. We need, you know, our own land and stop, you know, going to these some public houses and those people need to stop them. Need to stop asking us, are you buying or renting? So we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm tired of hearing that.
Well, you need your own land. Your own factors of labor, your own factor of capital, and your own factor of risk management. Now, the reason why I keep emphasizing on the risk management is because if you look at films like New Jack City, Minister Society, who was the mother-ass, bullshit-ass movies that you had off in the 1970s, old shit like the Mag, Cats is coming up with all these grand schemes and ideas, man, to sell poison in the community, to countermand the development of the community. And they could take that same genius and intellect doing what have you and do it for something positive. You see what I mean?
Right.
They
just like that
sort of community. You need the banks, and you need banks, and you need real estate.
We need money. That's what we need for
all of that.
We need to save up our
This is why we got to emphasize is that we got to start spending within our own community to start building up capital through the banking system. So therefore, the banks can go out there and
our
make
own
loans
too.
And venture out there you know, for innovators and people with land and agriculture. You see what I mean? That's how you generate a major factor of production called capital.
That's right.
Exactly. And then also to emphasize the home-based businesses as well, too. Now, that's a damn good source right there because I know a couple of people who do home-based businesses, you know, and they're doing quite well.
Yep.
Pool of resources off of that.
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah, we're going to look into that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And then, like sisters always say, Sister Jamaica says, hey, let's start a damn business. And they come
right
up with some ideas, some innovation, retail,
mm-hmm,
professional.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
you got to have some type of commerce going on. Yeah, no, we
right
got to quit being consumers and start being
oh,
producers.
Right.
Because everybody
producer
else
right
is a producer.
That's right, you're right.
And, they, and we are total consumers.
Yep, you're right.
So,
yeah, time for us
so
to be producers.
We don't produce shit for ourselves.
I
yeah,
know.
You say,
well, it's time for us to start.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yes, sir.
Shit, I'm ready to become a producer. Come on, let's get out there, do something. Shit.
Yeah, it's a, yeah,
because,
it's about
hey,
man,
nobody not going to do it for us. Yeah, nobody not going to do it for us. We got to do it for ourselves.
Shabaka. Yeah, what's it? Yes, sir, somebody's calling me there. Who is that there?
Mandela Khan in Wilmington, Delaware.
Hey, brother, how
oh,
you
hey,
doing?
Hey, what's
man
up,
Mandela
Khan?
Hey, man, thank you for joining us, Mr. Mandela Khan. How's things going for you there on the East Coast?
Very good. For the last 3 weeks and the last 45 minutes, the Ethiopian matriarch has swallowed every sentence, every word, and dotted the I's and crossed the T's to link the chains, May 2018,
mm-hmm,
under a new concept. And
okay,
for me and you and the black experiences, let's make a deal. Door number one,
mm-hmm,
door number two, door number three. Let's make a
okay
deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as we go forward from here, in May 2019, we have to choose the
mm-hmm
right door.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that, let's make a deal. If we go to door number one, in the exception of the United States of America, the Foundling Fathers, that's white power. That's door number
ooh,
one.
Okay.
And under yeah white power, and door number one, we the people, by the people, for the people, of the people, from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, none of us can accept door number one, May 2019. Can we agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, drop down.
Now,
please continue.
Behind door number two, black power.
Mm-hmm.
We have to reject mm-hmm that door as well, because there's not 40 acres and a mule or reparations coming under the concept
right
of
right
black power. Nowhere, nobody will give us a penny or $100 bill, because divided we stand, together we all fall, under white power, door number one. And door number two, black power, is the counterpart to white power. Now, what's behind door number three? Behind
okay
door number three is freedom, justice, total independence for everybody. From Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK, University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo. Freedom, justice, and total independence for everybody, or freedom, justice, and total independence for nobody, May 2019. Now, if I lay that on the table in the itinerary of everybody who want to go to the pulpit, podium, telephone, microphone, if you want to make a deal, based on what you see going down at the moment, understanding the sign of the times in which we live, what door will we, the people, choose? I guarantee you, if we weigh the testimony and all the evidence under either black power or white power, and we weigh it with class, because I have to talk to you like this because I can prove what I'm saying. If wrong power versus right
mm-hmm
power is the right concept, then now we can help each other remember what we forgot or what we refuse to recognize. And here's the truth. Behind door number three, whatever contract or treaty or tribe or clique or gang that made a dirty deal with white power, your ass is done. and I don't care what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not ready to bring forth freedom, justice, and total independence for everybody in this country, then you are prepared to go for freedom, justice, and total independence for nobody. That's behind door number three. So white power, your ass is done. And the counterpart to white power is black power. And I know under white power, there are black people who are black cops, black attorneys, black judges, black teachers, black Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. They should have let the Ku Klux Klan did it. And I know that under black power, we might have Farrakhan, the old Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, who are new gun club, or Save the Children, or I Give a Damn, or Black Lives Matter. But I know that we are not going to pray, vote, go to school, or shoot our way to freedom, justice, and total independence. Now, I'm telling you, May 2019, we did not, from the genesis of white power, pray, vote, go to school, or shoot our way into slavery. And I'll be goddamn if we're going to pray, vote, shoot, and go to school our way into freedom, justice, total independence. That's why the Ethiopian matriarch is here to save the day, because that's the bloodless revolution, and it's not all black, and it's not all men. It's not all black. Revolution is destroying a rotten, filthy social system, and the eagle under the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue, the eagle on the quarter is squealing by his goddamn self, because even white power knows that outside this country, nobody wants to honor the contract of the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue. Isn't that extraordinary, Brother Shabaka?
Thanks, sir. No, yeah, please continue. Drop more knowledge.
Yeah, keep the team, bro.
All right. So if we look at it, as we go forward from here, May 2019, under Live and Let Live and One Love, there are going to be some 40 acres and a mule and reparations, and black lives are going to matter as soon as it matters to us in the local, county, city, state, and municipalities under the eagle, under the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue. So what I'm saying is that Little Raheem, Jose, Jew, Bug, and Leah, Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Kwasi Afumi, Barack Obama, this is about the total recall of our mamas, not Mandela Khan. This is about the mothers' families who are witnessing their cells being destroyed right before their very eyes, because no white man or a black man was ever supposed to be in control of Mother Earth, the treasury, the booty, the real duty call, the spoils, the commodities, the gold, the diamonds, the pennies, and $100 bills. If my mother, my grandmother, and great-grandmother is not returned to the proper administrations and authorities to control the eagle, then the eagle has landed, and the eagle and the emperor has no clothes. And they all have to know what I'm telling you. It don't matter if it's a crack mother, prostitute, or stripper, or whether she's Beyonce, Cardi B, or any of those lady rappers. I told you about Bree Newsom. I told you about Patricia Munkahoo and the Sandra Bland. And new information is coming out right now to show you that all the women who are witnessing their families being destroyed, that's because black lives don't matter to being you. And now we got to stop the killing and start healing, and stop the killing and start building internally. And we're going to get our 40 acres and a mule and the reparations as soon as we recognize that together we stand, divided we all fall. Right now, May 2019, divided we stand, together we all fall because we all have different tribes, cliques, gangs, organizations. There's only one people in 1,000 organizations. 1,000 organizations cannot lead the people to freedom, justice, and total independence. And we all are not going to know the same thing. All we got to know is that we are the chosen people and come together and stop the killing and start healing. And this shit will overturn in the first 48 hours without firing a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you have to say about that,
Jamaica? Well, he has a very valid point. If we can just channel our energies, you know, into like you said, stop killing each other, you know, try to come together more, talk more to each other, make plans, you know, create some goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could do something for ourselves for once in our life.
We can do it. I agree.
Hey,
I agree with what Brother told me. I do agree. We need to come together at a time like this. We need to, like, take a stand.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, the elements of the universe, and remember arrest and development. All we got to do is everyone in your local county, city, state, municipality under Class Action 567. Just stop the killing and start healing and come together in the spring and summer offensive and shut this nation down. That's all we got to do.
There you go.
That's all we got to do. Shut them down.
Yep.
And
that's
once we shut them down, the FBI, the CIA, the National Guard, the local county, city, state police, they'll be put in seizure. Because we won't be all black people. This is about the class contradiction. 80% of us are workers and poor peasants in the United States of America. And most white people are on welfare. Most white people are under barbiturates, heroin, amphetamines. Most white people are suffering from the war on drugs, getting their property taken from them, and they want to kill the government. Most white people want to do that. But black people are the government, and the government is not the people. All we got to do is stop killing each other and say, Black Lives Matter from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, and we will not execute no black man or woman or child or rape them ever again. That's all we got to do, and the whole world will be turned right side up.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so it sounds Mandela Khan, you're talking about pretty much a method of flexing the economical muscle as opposed to a semi militaristic muscle. And also too flexing a banking and commercial muscle. Am I right about that?
Actually, you're talking about micro, but let's expand to macro and say the United States of Africa, from the Congo to the Bongo, the African Free Trade Agreement, which is a total recall and a what we call a global reset. If we in Philly, Chester, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia say, we're going to set up something that will overturn the World Bank, the IMF, and the international, what they call this thing, the Federal Reserve, by establishing the African Free Trade Agreement. No white person can say anything on how we get out of this because they know that we don't have a plan to destroy their ass. And we can prove that they got a plan to try to wipe us out. And we never gonna have that shit. So with the linking the chains and not breaking the chains, the old saying was break the chains. No, we can't do that. Because from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to the University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo, we are all the same because white power is using our commodities to give themselves power with our blood, sweat, and tear equity. So we are the ones we've been waiting for collectively. And we all ain't going to know the same thing, but we're going to all have this different belief, thoughts, feelings, and opinions under white power.
Yep.
But all we got to do is know that we are the ones. And we are the ones. But
yeah,
we don't make no weapons. We don't produce no weapons. When we say Remington, when we say Luger, Colt 45, Browning, Remington, the name on there is not Chewbacca. It's not Mandelkind. It's not Farrakhan. It's not Barack Obama. The name on the weapons is white power weapons. If the name was on the weapons was Mandelkind, then white power can say what the fuck they want to. But since Farrakhan's name is not on none of the weapons, if Barack Obama's name, not on, if Chewbacca's name was on none of the weapons, what the fuck are we fighting for?
True. Good point.
Yes, sir.
It's just that evil ass scheme.
All we gotta do is put them spears down. Put them spears down like Shaka Zulu, Hannibal. Put them fucking machetes down. Put them fucking Glocks, them Uzis. Because we're not gonna shoot our way to shoot the white people out of our fucking lives. And we don't produce, manufacture, distribute on these weapons of mass destruction. So what do we need them for?
Right.
To protect ourselves because they shoot the shit out of us. That's why we need them.
Yeah, they do. Like I said,
they've been doing it for 500 years.
Plus more, they're still doing it.
Yeah, in California, it's famous for it. Yeah, just like here in Sacramento where they killed Stephon Clark. None of the cops got any time in jail. But anyway, folks, I hate to cut this here short. We are out of time right here. And this here was our episode of Our Current State of Affairs by Chewbacca Sankara at Chewbacca's Black Experience. I'm your executive producer and host. Mad Dr. D is our producer, and Demetri Love, our associate producer. So we're going to definitely do a part two on this show. I'm going to ask you all to call back in and definitely check on the bulletins on our live page on Facebook on Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. And then, folks, and what I'm going to do here, I'm going to do the outro here. That was made back in 1966, and this is dedicated to a young man who started an organization emphasizing his sexual rights.